This is the Brain Song with DJ Frogs, the world's most unlikely DJ with the world's worst microphone, on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting round the world at spiritplants.org, port 9000. Turn on TuneIn and visit us on the web at radio.spiritplants.org for schedules, playlists, archives and more. Here comes part 8, light at the end of the tunnel.
And closing down the imagination. So that's the end of imagination. I'm just gonna be a physical being now. I'm gonna be thrusting and throbbing and pulsating and bulging like a physical body does. That's what I'm going to do. Imagination is gone. I'm matter. Matter incarnate. You're like a huge eagle that is about to explode. Even as Timon, a giant slug that rises high to the ordure of life. No, I'm part of the imagination. I want to put it back in the trunk.
Oh, humans are so ridiculous. He's not even halfway through, and he's already hallucinating. Drunks.
One of my closest friends was a slave. Yes. Always there, waiting. Just waiting. It's seductive. I love the illusion of death as the romantics of the 19th century saw the woman. The woman, it was so seductive. You were embraced by death. And I think that's much nicer than a big foot coming down the scores.
The Beast 666. Got any more holy numbers?
One of my closest friends was a slave. Always there waiting, just waiting. It's seductive. I love the angel of death as the romantics of the 19th century saw. The woman was so seductive. You were embraced by death. You were seduced by death. And I think that's much nicer than a big foot coming down a scorch.
The Beast 666. Got any more holy numbers?
Praise your manhood.
Yes, exactly.
That's the sun, and it burns, and it hurts.
We're flying down through space. Down.
There's an increasing tendency to say that the self is an illusion. Consciousness is an illusion.
Personality problems beyond the dreams of animists.
To burst forth with a traditional Lincolnshire air, it is the global clinkery. Let me launch it if you have the air. Global clinker.
Sociologists speak of received knowledge. Now suffer from received lifestyle. Even death has a set of forms. Well tested by the rating. Although we are
the Mia is basically five personality traits, and it's a questionnaire which assesses these five different traits: extroversion, openness, agreeableness, neuroticism, and conscientiousness.
NEO is an acronym for three of these traits: neuroticism, extroversion, and openness. There were years of debate about exactly how many characteristics boil down to make someone's personality. And according to the NEO, we only need to look at these five out of all the thousands of qualities we attribute to people.
Intelligent or cognitive processes.
The definition of intelligence is a contentious one even within humans.
Large brain. What is really happening is a decline here, there, and mostly everywhere of eccentricity itself. And it's not just due to the easy regulations on standardization of behavior, which require one day a month of Italian hand-waving and one day a month of Gallic intellectual argument.
Nor is it due to Orwell and Rice, though the Jet Age does mean the world shares a common language in matters such as lost suitcases and venereal disease.
The Earth may be shrinking, but man's individuality is diminishing for other reasons. Firstly, in the Western world, real life is in short supply.
Secondly, responses to it have a prearranged format. In the same way that supermarkets grade the vegetables so that you don't get shocked by an unusually shaped potato, so life itself goes through a sieve before it reaches us. Most of the nasty lumps never get to us, taken away by the likes of solicitors and public relations men and accountants and community health officers. Sable-wielding Cossacks and plague victims and stampeding buffalo are at a premium in the average suburban crescent. Invisible forces are at work, sanitizing not only the telephones and the toilets, but the very life that is delivered to our doorsteps, free of germs and flooded roads and revolution. Dead sheep don't come out of taps, and private armies rarely come from a garden, and one seldom has to reshoe one's yak personally. And if the peat makes your bossy stink, you can always take your peat receipt to the Consumer Affairs Office. Life used to be full of questions. For today's middle class, it is full of answers. For every crisis, there is an expert. For Mother Nature, red in tooth and claw, there is thermal underwear. For death itself, it is usually possible to arrange a deferral of several days. But just occasionally, the filter system of life breaks down, and great gobs of the real thing hit the fan. Suddenly, without even a formal application, one is held up or kidnapped in the first person, or engaged in a free-form discussion by an inner-city punk death squad.
I'm an artist who always trying to see the world in a different way. The key and jokes provide that different way for a short time.
Jokes to balance.
I've lost the ability to be purely in the moment.
Spiritual journaling means
writing from a deeper level of consciousness from one's normal, superficial, everyday level. The specific purpose is to enable people to access those deeper levels that are within every one of us. And in so doing, people become very much aware of their own uniqueness. Very often they also become aware of potential, which, as part of the journal, they recognized that perhaps was there when they were younger, and it's got all overlaid, but it's still there, and it's available. Life isn't long enough to develop all that there is within ourselves.
Down in the Bible, some of it's tribal, a tooth for a tooth, an eyeball for an eyeball, some of it's truth, some of it's gospel, a man with a mission impossible, a man with a tan, a man who like the parable, cast your seed onto land that is arable, a stony field and the yield will be terrible. Born in a manger, born into danger, don't take gifts from any old stranger, especially if it's gold. Especially if they say you've been specially selected and they found your address by following a star with a couple of mates who've got gifts as well. Did he have a sweet tooth? Did he have a sweet heart when he was a youth? Did he do some street art? Did he have a dog? Was it a disaster breaking all its legs and going round in plaster? Swallowed by the water, following its master, sinking like a stone, only sinking somewhat faster. He had his path to help him with his walking. He had his path to help him with the talking. He had his path, he never had a forking. He made a lot of sandwiches and none of them had porking. If you had a party, he knew how to cater. He could feed a party with the one potato. Don't go thanking me, mate, credit the creator. The wine's all gone, son, don't you worry, mate. Let me have that water for a moment, would you wait? Down in the temple, kicking up a rumpus, moneylenders wondering, is he gonna bump us? He don't like us, is he gonna lump us? Spilling our blood all over our new jumper. Treated like a criminal, flattened in a hymnal, what? The men don't do, maybe the women know what the men don't do, maybe the women will do. A proper dad, he never really had one. It's not on file if the child was a glad one. No trial for whatever it was the lad done. If that's a good Friday, I wouldn't want a bag.
Yeah, I need something that'll keep me awake, alert, and restless all night long.
Well, Congress is racing back to Washington to outlaw these.
So...
It's all designed to inflame the senses. I'm overstimulated.
My heart is pounding like a devil.
Am I going crazy? Have my years of wild hedonism finally caught up with me?
Drugs that will tail into your genetics.
Drugs that do the job best. Push the limits of the pharmacologist's imagination.
Those ghastly moments of doubt that at times crowded in on me. Moments when one wondered whether one weighed up situations correctly, arrived at the right conclusion, taking suitable action. Towards the core center.
I remember the saying of the old wise man, muddy water let stand becomes clear. Thinking of that, I look within myself. I see on the screen of my mind's eye a stream of water, moving, swirling, murky. It is full of things. I cannot see into this water. I cannot see my reflection in this water. Now the movement stops. The water is in one place. It is heavy-colored, muddy, but it is becoming quiet. The water is at rest. In its stillness, the muddiness is settling to the bottom. At the surface, it becomes clear, transparent. I can see into the water more and more. Now I can see through to the very depth of it. There it shines and it reflects. As I continue to look into the stillness, a reflection of myself begins to appear. Deep in the quietness of the water, I see a reflection of myself. Myself, in many different forms. In the depth of the water, the images that open the greatest vision within me are not those that are visible. I do not see them. I just know them. Something within me recognizes them in the still water. The muddy water has become quiet. I sit gazing into it, seeing images, visible and invisible, letting them take form. Letting them change and reform themselves in the depth of the still water, in the mirror of the water, in the depth of myself, moving, moving, in the silence, in the silence.
Statistically, you're 20 times more likely to be killed by the same person than insane. 220 homicides a year, only 20 are committed by someone with a mental illness. Killed by the same person. Afraid of what might happen.
Oh dear God! This man's kidneys have exploded. There's nothing left.
No!
Yeah, that's what happens when you get older. It's one of those natural things. Beautiful in its way.
We had such a beautiful dream. What went wrong?
Don't feel bad, Lisa. Sometimes the smartest of us can be the most childish.
Even you?
No, not me. Never.
I guess everyone has a different vision for the perfect world.
Wow, Mom, that's very profound.
Hey, you read that off my screen.
Who's up for some beers?
I am.
That's the smartest thing I've heard all day.
There is this strange, alienating quality about today's knowledge. When we were young, knowledge was about our village. Now it's about a village we can't pronounce. Near a town we haven't heard of, in a country we can't find on the map. With a problem we can't understand, and a solution about as easy as Humpty Dumpty when he fell off the wall. When we were young, knowledge was power. Today, knowledge is knowing not to lack of power.
The perfect definition of the modern, well-informed human being is someone who can accurately describe why nuclear war could occur, accurately describe how nuclear war could be avoided, and accurately point out when and where the bombs were dropped. Such impotence is because contemporary knowledge is no longer menacing for mankind. The BBC may well still boast the leading motto that nations shall speak peace and nation, but soon the stonemasons will be at work on it, chipping away, starting to recarve it as the computer shall pass information unto the computer. For man is just a piggy in the middle now, leaping up and down his flaps as they whiz in and out of data. We are no longer adding to the sum of human knowledge, we are adding to the size of computer tapes. We suffer from overflowing brains. God is man's search for knowledge. In its place is a search for warehouses to store it in. How far all this will go is not to tell. Will there come a day when we get up in the morning and plug in for a readout of how to boil an egg? There is a ray of hope for our future, however, for despite breakfast TV, lemon TV, lunch TV, afternoon biscuit TV, despite the radio doing current affairs of the drippy delta of glucose, despite half the forest of the world being cut down and pulped so that we can read the news that half the forest of the world are being cut down and pulped, despite everything, there's still that Brazilian 2 or 3% who don't know the name of the Prime Minister. Still that silent majority who can't define inflation. Still that inspiring 90% who can't name all the countries of the Commonwealth. These are the true anti-heroes of our time.
It used to be nature that abhorred a vacuum. Now it's newscasters. On the minute, every minute, another piece of information you didn't know and didn't want to know. People used to survive for months, years, without knowing that massacring had been relieved. Now it's vital they're told within 15 seconds that President Reagan has said he likes jelly beans. A conspiracy is afoot. Its ostensible purpose is to persuade us all that a truly modern man is able to discuss, say, the 0.6% shortfall in the Taiwanese rice harvest. Its real purpose is to keep the media boys in jobs. World politics, superpower conflicts, international relations, these are just the latest product of consumerism. One used to be considered fully rounded if one had a classical education. Nowadays, the modern idea of Renaissance man is someone who has heard every news bulletin for the last 24 hours. In order to keep abreast of life, we'll have to stop living it. And video cassette recorders of the final alienation. The unviewed tapes pile up. We'll all start to suffer from what TV psychiatrists call a growing backlog of life. As the years go by, more and more people will be living in the past. Desperately trying to catch up with the activities of a thousand million strangers. Ancient civilizations were buried with their belongings for use in the next world. Modern civilizations will be buried with VCRs to catch up on what happened in the last world. A posthumous debriefing. And the ultimate in captive audiences.
Here is space and sanctuary. On the altar is the fire of dissolution, by which all the works are emerged from bars and fall on the good land. Take the ribbon, by the four receiving formula, bind it to thy will with sacrificial love. Raise the swords towards princes in the heart. Mix the wine to the red, till all has become a mortal. Absorb all to the very center. Cast thy works to the past. Mix the blood with the incense and cast into the fire of dissolution. Give leave for the white eagle to depart to the place of concealment. Leave thy image in the white liquid until the whole is gone.
I think I remember my own life. In high school, I was voted most likely to be a meditating hillbilly or chimpanzee.
The excitement of light, the excitement of light, the excitement of light, the excitement of light, of light, the excitement of light, of light, the excitement of light.
Mirror illusions, mirror illusions, mirror illusions, mirror illusions.
Show other objects, windows to other worlds, other worlds, other worlds, other worlds. Illusory world, real world, illusory world, other world, world, illusory world.
In high school, I was voted most likely to be a mental patient, hillbilly or chimpanzee.
Photodynamic therapy, PDT,
LAPDT,
PLA,
through LSD,
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 flowing,
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 about nothing.
Flowing, flowing,
about nothing.
Flowing, flowing,
I see this tiny spot, tiny spot, tiny spot, tiny spot, tiny spot.
It may seem
crude,
hair of the dog.
There has been the argument for many centuries about where human nature comes from, what it really is, how it can be more closely defined.
A great deal of our behavior is hardwired or is susceptible to some kinds of genetic explanations. After all, that's true of other animals.
Man has no nature, as I nature has the same as man has no nature, as man has the same as man has no nature.
Human nature really doesn't have much to it other than a few simple drives like hunger, thirst, and sex.
Are you a worrier? And if you are, do you worry about it? If so, you're a chronic worrier.
Worry about worrying. And so anxiety begins to spiral, 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 worry about worrying. Worry about worrying. Don't worry about worry. Don't 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 worry.
Try to worry more
and lose control of the activity, and you'll soon find
that if you try to worry more, the worry begins to disappear. The worry begins to disappear. The worry begins to disappear.
A philosophy that there are no good and bad personality characteristics. There are just differences, and it's about understanding how those differences impact on how we relate to one another. Over the last few weeks, we've been testing the personality of our guinea pig.
It assumes a surreal self. And it assumes that self is a very self can be discouraged or encouraged by upbringing, the kind of work you do, the kind of people you associate with.
Uncontrollable and dangerous, 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 uncontrollable. There are two types of belief about worry, positive beliefs and negative beliefs.
There are good dependencies and bad dependencies, good independencies and bad independencies.
Introversion or extroversion, you are either extroverted or introverted, so you are either one thing or another. Worrying is normal. Most people worry. In fact, in one study that we conducted a few years ago on undergraduate students, we found that 79% of our students reported one significant and highly distressing worry over a two-week period. Worrying generates a potentially never-ending range of potential catastrophes. Straws in the wind. Little breeze and the straws flutter around. But if you look at all the straws, you get a general idea of a pattern underneath. You pass through your day completely absorbed in the details of what is where you're going to hold your hands, how the person opposite you is going to coordinate with you, the materials you have to bring them through. And then every once in a while, you step back and you realize there's a breathing person sitting here who you have said, I'm going to put you completely asleep, suspend you, your breathing, paralyze all your muscles, cut you open.
I must see a wrong way round.
Floundering, followed by fragments of knowledge, followed by knowledge, and occasionally a moment of elegance.
The chemical rays, 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 the chemical rays.
Book of Revelations, fire-breathing lion's head, tail made out of snakes. Who else is it gonna be?
Jesus?
Oh, don't you kids know anything? The serpent of Rehoboam? The well of Zohasadar? The bridal feast of Beth Chadruhirazeb?
The age of miracles is not yet lost. Ain't it grand to be
You've got the warrior blood in you of Tutankhamun.
The paths of glory lead back to the grave. God isn't dead, he's just an underachiever. Lost for years and years. Those who live by the sword die by the sword, and those that live by the pen presumably also die by the sword.
I believe that we are born with a complex neural network, which I have called a neural matrix. It produces the sense of reality of our body, generally. I think our phantom is just a natural thing. Our bodies extended in space.
That's the way our brain is constructed. The neural matrix is a network of nerve cells in the brain that I believe is genetically built in, can be modified by sensory experience, and it forms the basis of our feelings of our body. This is me. I hurt. This is my pain.
It just felt as if the whole, the bottom of the world had dropped out.
It's like I'm on some wonderful drug.
Not just one type of drug, more or less every drug there was.
Light is important to us in two very different ways. Light provides us with both our sense of space and also our sense of time. Let me explain what I mean. Light reflects objects. Photons are bounced off an object, and we then use our eyes to detect that light. And that helps us build an image we call world vision.
But of course, light also provides another sense of time. One has to actually be a bit careful about choosing how much light to give and how fast to give the light,
other things like that.
Since these drugs are activated by visible light, that means that the drug that's in the skin is going to be activated if they're exposed to bright light. That's mainly the sun. But they're going to have to protect themselves.
Fully understand the healing power of light. Drugs make you accessible.
Changes in
Somehow he has cobbled together a random assortment of other brainwaves into a working mind.
Look at me, Grandma. I'm a hippie. Peace, man. Groovy. Bomb Vietnam. 4 more years. Up with people.
Oh, let the good time roll. I have it going on.
I don't understand you. I don't know what you want. You're up to your own thing, and I must carry on with mine.
Universe of pure energy, vibration, pulsating rhythms, far older, far more powerful, far wiser than the cell.
Says the worst thing was when I began hallucinating. I began seeing things. I began seeing people walking past me when there wasn't anybody.
I didn't want to be there and I didn't want to deal with it and I didn't want to see it and I wanted to pretend that it wasn't happening.
I have taken the voyage out of my mind, into my head, into my cells, into my cells, into my cells, into my cells, into my cells.
By using psychedelic drugs, I became tuned in on a network of neurological signals and cellular whispers that radiate hundreds of millions per second within my body.
Going beyond the mind, into the eerie, shifting, pulsating world of energy systems within our own body.
Here is a group of normal soldiers responding directly to a series of routine drill commands. After receiving a small dose of LSD, they're confused and undisciplined.
The kids who take LSD aren't going to fight your war.
From this is a wreathing coil of smoke in the form of a serpent. From the open jaws appears the vision of the founding ancestor of the Yaxchilan dynasty.
I've never felt like this before. Have you ever felt like this before?
Simply terrible. Very dark. A place where magic things happen.
Beings that you cannot exist in the real world, they are images which are half animals and half people.
Imagine what might be going on in somebody else's head, somebody else's mind, somebody else's mind, somebody else's mind, somebody else's mind. They're thinking different from what you're.
One of the first things they said to me as I looked in was, look, there's acid in the icebox if you want to have a go, that's fine. Every time cookies were passed around, I had to put one in my pocket because I wasn't sure how much dope it had in it. And I hadn't had that much experience or any experience with drugs.
Take this hypodermic syringe.
Leaves in this. Leaves, leaves in this.
Just relax and let everything go. Now, let's put on in a full ambo. What's the matter?
I'm not convinced that worrying of any kind is particularly advantageous.
It seems to me that life's buggered. Humanity's buggered. And anyway, why bother? To put it plainly, why bloody bother? No time anymore, so I'm told. No time to plan, no time for second thoughts, no time to make it right, no time to let it grow.
Maybe there's something wrong with the universe.
Computer, what is the nature of the universe?
War, bubble, bit war, bubble, bit war, bubble, bit war.
Bubble
bit
war, bubble
bit war, bubble bit war, bubble bit war, bubble bit war, bubble bit war, bubble bit war, bubble bit war, bubble bit war, bubble bit war, bubble bit war, bubble bit war, bubble bit war, and the drops of blood are falling then down into a receptacle containing sacred items and manuscripts.
The question is, how does the flux of ions in little bits of jelly in my brain give rise to the redness of red, the flavor of Marmite? Or mutton paneer, or wine. Matter and mind seem so utterly unlike each other.
An extreme adrenaline reaction
associated with the fight-flight response. This is a primitive response which in nature is intended to help escape from a predator or real physical danger. Unfortunately, at the human level, one of the things that activates it is a fear of being socially outcast.
Could not be pierced by the intellect, but only by sharp, dark light. In one of the exits, the mystic also tells us we cannot live in that cloud of unknowing unless we put a cloud of forgetting below us.
If ever you come to this cloud and live and work in it as I bid you, just as this cloud of unknowing is above you, between you and your God, in the same way you must put beneath you a cloud of forgetting, between you and all the creatures that have ever been made. It seems to you, perhaps, that you are very far from him, because this cloud of unknowing is between you and your God. However, if you give it proper thought, you are certainly much further away from him when you do not have the cloud of forgetting between you and all the creatures that have ever been made. Whenever I say all the creatures that have ever been made, I mean not only the creatures themselves, but also all their works and circumstances. I make no exceptions, whether they are bodily creatures or spiritual, nor for the state or activity any creature, whether these be good or evil. In short, I say that all should be hid under the cloud of forgetting.
LSD first.
scary old LSD, synthesized in 1943 by Albert Hoffman.
In the 50s, the CIA had taken a long, hard look at LSD.
Paying volunteers to take a tablet and report its effects.
Yeah, look, I can explain everything. Go ahead. In the beginning, the universe was a huge, dense mass of all the things it now contains, squashed, or rather drawn to itself, bound within an infinite blanket of antimatter, or non-matter, or that which isn't bound by anything. And then, a sudden reverse of polarity, the positive becomes negative, the negative positive, and bang! All this held close is thrown outwards. Everything that is already out begins to rush inwards at the same time. Matter and antimatter hurtling past each other at infinite speed. The friction lights the stars and spins the planets.
Alors là, c'est un. À l'époque de Rabelais, on consommait beaucoup d'œufs, peut-être plus que maintenant. Et là, j'ai choisi de vous faire des œufs pochés. C'est un petit peu ce qu'on appelle maintenant les œufs à la tripe.
The adrenaline reaction is also, unfortunately, in the English language, confused by the word nerves, because nerves describes the emotion of fear. But nerves also describes the nerviness or shakiness of the adrenaline reaction.
This is The Brain Song with DJ Frogs, the world's most unlikely DJ with the world's worst microphone, on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting round the world at spiritplants.org, port 9000. Turn on TuneIn and visit us on the web at radio.spiritplants.org. for schedules, playlists, archives and more. And here to cleanse your palate is Flood with Stop the World.
Sometimes thoughts spin around and around in your head. The silence can be deafening. You're young as you feel no matter what gets said. You're free like the million and 1 years old. Take life by the throat and choke it. Every breath could be your last. Move it on and get yourself a pass. Get a fire burning and stoke it. Stop the world, I wanna get on for the round trip ticket on a one-way bus. Call time out for a little while. Stop the world, I wanna get off on a round trip ticket on a one-way bus. Call time out for a little while.
Time out for a little while.